got an opinion, and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Back when I was younger, the idea of getting vaccinated was a no-brainer. It was something that parents just did without question. Now, vaccinating our children has become a debate with pros and cons, thus making us think twice about vaccinating our children. So why the sudden concern about vaccinations? Alan Phillips is a leading U.S. vaccine rights attorney. He's joining us today to share with us why we need to know the facts before we stick the needle in. Alan, tell me what's happened over the last 20 years that has caused this shift where people are actually questioning more, fighting back, not taking the needle, so to speak.
Well, actually, there have always been anti-vaccine people challenging the vaccine status quo throughout the history of vaccines. I think the internet has helped to make information more widely available and is largely responsible for the growth in movement, if you want to call it, awareness movement, raising questions and concerns about vaccines, but also the continual addition of new vaccines to the vaccine schedule for children. And then what we're seeing in very recent years now is a movement in the direction of vaccine mandates for adults. So the continued progression of more and more vaccines for more and more people, this has led to greater occurrence and greater awareness of the adverse effects of vaccines. There are a growing number of injuries and deaths that are caused by the vaccines. And the more vaccines that are administered, the more injuries and deaths occur, and the more visible then that becomes to people, and that fuels, among other things, questions about the policy and the direction we're going.
So let's dive in a little deeper to, let's start with kids. I have two little kids, and it seems like every time they go to the doctor, they're getting a shot in each appendage, and it does seem excessive. I don't really know why they need to be immunized against hepatitis B. As far as I know, I'm discouraging them from going into the healthcare field. I'm discouraging them from frequenting prostitution and drug houses. So right there, it seems like perhaps the drug companies are influencing guidelines to get every child immunized against hep B. Is that some of what we're talking about?
Well, back in 1986, the pharmaceutical industry succeeded in getting legislation passed that, for all practical purposes, removed liability from the pharmaceutical industry and doctors for any adverse effects caused by the vaccines. So the federal government subsidizes vaccine research and development. State and federal governments purchase vaccines. State and federal governments mandate vaccines. And then if someone is injured or killed, and if they are aware of the compensation program, and many people are not, and if you get into that system and are among the roughly 25% who actually succeed and see some compensation, that's also paid for by the government. So on one level, this is, if you discount the human cost in terms of the injury and death caused by vaccines, and you just look at it purely as a numbers game, who would not want to be part of that? The government is going to pay you to make the product. They're going to require everybody to get it. And if anything goes wrong, they're going to pay for that too. So I think there's been a system set up that is profoundly encouraging to the production and of new vaccines and the addition of more and more vaccines to the vaccine schedule for children and adults both, and with no liability attached to it. It's just sort of an open-ended game here, and there are literally hundreds of new vaccines in development. There's just it's an enormously profitable industry, and we've had a lot of these so-called blockbuster drugs, the patents running out, and so pharmaceutical companies have been looking for someplace else to, you know, another basket to put their eggs in, so to speak. And this is one that has been set up in a way that is highly profitable, low risk. For them, at least economically. And so it's been set up, you know, to, in a way, it's very encouraging to the production and promotion of vaccines and not encouraging to the creation of safe and effective vaccines or to maximize the safety and effectiveness of them, but rather it's been set up to maximize the profits from it.
So there is no culpability and part of the drug companies. They can wash their hands. The government will basically pick up the tab. That's what you're saying.
Well, yes. I mean, the way it's set up and labeled is that they pay a tax on the vaccines, but all that really happens is the price of the vaccine goes up, and then the consumer or the government, whoever's purchasing the vaccine, and some are purchased directly by consumers and some by the government, but either way, it's not really ultimately a cost borne by the industry. It's a cost borne by us, either directly or through our tax dollars.
After 1986, have there been any criminal fines that the pharmaceutical industry has had to pay?
Well, I'm not specifically aware of, because see, the problem was in the early 80s, the pharmaceutical, the vaccine manufacturers specifically, were going out of business because of the lawsuits for the injuries and deaths caused by the vaccines. And so Congress stepped in and saved the industry. But unfortunately, in a way that left them obligated, but not legally. They were supposed to be addressing the safety and effectiveness of vaccines, but there's no incentive for that, at least economically. And there's just something about industries and businesses in general that the bigger they get, the more they operate as kind of a the machinery takes on a life of its own, so to speak, that the considerations of individual people, as long as no one goes to jail or no one's held accountable, the pursuit of profit seems to, sadly, to take priority over the real human costs. And that is compounded by some very deliberate and well-organized efforts to keep the real human costs as low-key as possible, if not hidden or obfuscated altogether. So it's really difficult to, you have to be seeking out information proactively. You're never going to hear, for example, on the mainstream news that on average for the last 25 years, the federal government's been paying out over $110, $115 million a year because of vaccine injuries and deaths. It's just not something you'll hear on mainstream news because the pharmaceutical industry is one of the main sponsors of mainstream news, mainstream media, and television. And so you're just not going to see that happen. If it did happen, I think it would create a conversation and some controversy at a much greater rate than we see right now going on in the vaccine arena.
Alan, in the last minute or so, we've been talking about all the costs. We haven't really touched upon any of the benefits. Can you at least mention that there has been some benefit in terms of infant mortality rates and actually human longevity by using certain vaccines?
Well, there's a recent peer-reviewed published study looking, for example, at the number of vaccines that different countries administer. And as the number of vaccines goes up in Western nations, there's a direct correlation, a rise in infant mortality rate. The U.S. has a third world infant mortality rate, and we give more vaccines than any other country. So there's some debate and dispute over whether or not some vaccines have been helpful or are helpful, and I'm all for people having the right to make an informed choice, and there will be different choices as people have different perceptions. But I find that the deeper I dig into this, the more I look, the less I see that there's really strong support for the use of vaccines. But I think everybody should have the right to make that decision with their doctor and for themselves.
Alan, you have shed some incredible light for me and my listeners who weren't really aware of any of what you've said today. If you want to learn more, you can follow Alan on Twitter at VaccineRights or go to VaccineRights.com. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, reminding you to never let anyone do your thinking for you. Stay skeptical, my friends.